Okay, let's pick up from the Mishnah and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Elu dvar masurim limkar la'ovei kachavim." These are the things that are prohibited to sell to a guy, to an ovei kachavim, to an idolater. So, what's on the list? It's Roblin, Ubenos Shuach, Upetotros, Ulavona, Vetanugal Halavan. The way that the list seems to be right now is that there are five things that we're mentioning in this Mishnah that you're not allowed to sell to ovei kachavim. Strobilin, Noshuach, Petotros, Levona, and Tarnagol Lavan, the white chicken. And what Rashi explains on the spot is that because the issue over here is that they're going to be using these things for Avodah Zarah. Okay, so you're not allowed to sell to them because I guess that would result in you'd be facilitating their worship of Avodah Zarah. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mutter Limkor Lo Tarnagol Lavan, Bena Tarnagolin. Rabbi Yehuda says, actually, there is a way that it is permitted to sell them a white chicken, and that is if you're selling him a white chicken among many chickens. Okay, I guess then if the guy is buying them in bulk, so then it doesn't seem likely that you're going to be facilitating him using this chicken to serve to worship Avodah Zarah. Okay, so but we'll go through Bez Hashem all of these items in the Gemara. So says the Mishnah, Ubizman Shuhu Bifnei Atzmo, and when it's alone, when the chicken is by itself, Kotea, in other words, when you want to sell the guy this chicken by itself, Kotea says, you chop off, you cut off its finger, Umokolo, and then you can sell it to the guy. Lefisha in Makrivim Chasel Avras Kochavim, why can you do that? Because they don't bring as a sacrifice to their Avodah Zarah is an animal that is chaser, that is missing a limb, as we discussed before. So, lefishayim makrivim chaser l'avodas kochavim, u'sharkol advarim, and by the way, there is a little bit of a discussion about this line, u'bizman shubif ne'atmo, is that a continuation of Rabbi Yehuda, or is that the opinion of everybody? Even the Chachamim agree to that. Okay, either way, let's continue for now. U'mokol lefishayim makrivim chaser l'avodas kochavim, u'sharkol advarim, and all other things, any other thing that you want to sell a guy, and we'll have to go through that. Staman mutter uperushan aser. If the guy is buying them from you stam, without explaining something, we're not sure what it is, and we're going to go through in the Gemara what this means, uperushan aser. But when he is explaining something, when he's spelling something out, then it's aser. We'll have to explain. This seems a little bit curious what this means over here. Rav Meir omer af dekel tav v'chatzav v'niklav or v'niklas aser limkor lo v'duchavim. Also, a dekel tav, I guess that would be a good palm, the chatzav, we'll go through that, Be'ez Hashem the Gemara, and v'niklas, aser limkor lo v'duchavim, it's aser to sell to a guy. So we have a whole list of things, we're not sure exactly what they are, that you're not allowed to sell to a guy, because apparently these things were involved, they were going to be used for Avodah Zarah. Okay, so says the Gemara. Ma'it Stroblin. When we said in the Mishnah, the very first thing on the list that you're not allowed to sell to a guy is it's Stroblin. Well, what is it Stroblin? So says the Gemara, Tornisa. It's Tornisa. What's Tornisa? Rashi tells us on the spot, it's Min Eres. It's a kind of cedar tree. Vihishita, it's a shita tree. Okay. And, you know, if you take a look at Taisus, they spend quite a bit of time in trying to figure out what exactly this thing is, what this plant is. But either way, it's some sort of a tree, seems to be, according to Rashi, that they were using for Avodah Zarah. Now, here's the problem, says the Gemara, Verminu. But here's the problem, there's a stira between this Mishnah and a Braisa, if what you're saying right now, that it's Stroblin is Ternisa, is the case. Verminu, here's the problem. Hosifo alein Alchazin, they added onto them Alchazin, vit Stroblin, Mochsesin, Ubenos Shuach. It says that they added on to them. They added on to what? So Rashi explains is this is talking about the list of things that are going to be problematic in a Shemitah year that are subject to the rules of Shemitah. In other words, that you wouldn't be allowed to do business with these things and that you'd have a mitzvah to be mafker them, to make them ownerless, to make them free for all. So they added on, Chacham added on to the list these four things. Alchazin, Etzroblin, Mochsesin, and Benos Shuach. Now here's the problem then. Etzroblin is on this list. If you think that it's Stroblin is the Tornisa, well then the problem is, Tornisa Miisa B'Shvias? Is Tornisa subject to the rules of Shemitah? V'Hatnan or V'Hatanya, Zeh haklal. The Braisa tells us, here's the rule. Kol sheyesh lo ikar, yesh lo shvias. Anything that has an ikar, literally that would mean that it has a root, it has a core. What Rashi explains is, that means that it has a core in the ground, that it's able to survive the winter. As opposed to like cucumbers or gourds, Rashi says, those are things that are not able to survive the winter. Their roots do not last from year to year. You have to replant them every year. So anything that does have an ikar, in other words, that does survive the winter, does last from year to year, yesh lo shvias, is subject to shvias. V'kol she'ein le'ikar, anything that does not have an ikar, it's something that does not survive the winter that has to be replanted each year, ein lo shvias, is not subject to shvias. Now wait a second then. So, and we know that the tornisa is something that's ein lo ikar, that doesn't have an ikar, that will not survive the winter. So on the one hand, I know that it's strobilin. If it's on the list of things that are subject to the rules of Shemitah, that means yesh lo ikar. But on the other hand, I find a braisa that tells that we know that if it's that's the rule, that's yesh lo ikar, then it's subject to Shemitah. The only problem is that I know that the tornisa is ein lo ikar. So how can you tell me that the strobilin is the tornisa? So says the Gemara, Elam Rav Safa. So you're right, Rav Safa says, you know what? Peri da arza. Really, its strobilin is the peri da arza, the fruit of the arza, which Rashi says is the galnat. Again, over here also, Tosfos quotes from the Rashbam, who actually quotes from Rashi, that this is referring to the what he says is the pine. Seems like it's the pine tree, of some sort of pine tree. Either way, it's not what we thought it was before. It's not the tornisa. It's peri da arza. V'chein ki yase Ravin amar Rav Elazar. Same thing. Similarly, when Ravin came, he quoted Rav Elazar that peri da arza, that the tzroblin is peri da arza. It's the fruit of the erez. Okay. Next, b'no shuach. The next thing on the list that we said you're not allowed to sell to an ovik kochavim is b'no shuach. So says the Gemara, amar Rabba bar Bar Chana, amar Rav Yochanan, te'eni chibratza. You want to know what b'no shuach are? B'no shuach are white figs. Okay. Next, upitotros. So the third item on the list that you're not allowed to sell to Gaim in the Mishnah was pitotros. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Yochanan, bi pitotros in shanu. The version that we had in our Mishnah is not 100% correct, or it's not quite the way that we understood it. It's not as a third item in the list. It's bi pitotros in. It's with their stems. That's what we're saying. In other words, you're not allowed to sell Gaim, it's Stroblin and B'no Shuach, Bipitotrosin, with their stems. Because we know that if you sell it with a stem, they're going to be hanging that before the Avodah Zarah. That's the part of their service. And so therefore, that's what the issue is. It's not a third item. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Next point. We said that the next item in the Mishnah was Levona, which we would translate, you know, literally loosely to be frankincense. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Levona Zaka. It's a specific kind of Levona. I might have translated this as like pure, you know, pure frankincense. Rashi tells us that Levona Zaka is actually a specific kind of Levona. It's a specific species of Levona. Okay. Either way. So now we've explained what Levona is. Says the Gemara, Tana, Umikula Nemochin Lahen Chavila. But from all of them, you're allowed to sell them if it's in a bundle. Okay, v'kama chavila. Well, how much exactly is a bundle? How much does it have to be? So, Pirish Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, so Rav Yehuda ben Beseira explained, ein chavila pechusa mishlosha manin. A chavila, a great big bunch of these items, would be no less than 3 mana. In other words, I know that if I'm selling to them in this great big bulk, 3 manas worth of these items, I know that they're definitely not going to be using that for Avodah Zarah, and therefore, if he's buying it from you, he's basically going to be some sort of retailer, so he's not using it for Avodah Zarah. So says the Gemara, wait a second, maybe he's not using it for Avodah Zarah, but Valechush, why don't we suspect Duma Azal? Maybe he's going to go Umazvin Lachrini and sell it to somebody else, Umaktri, and then they're going to offer this as Ketores. So, and they're going to burn this and offer this as sacrifice to the Avodah Zarah. So Amar Abaye. So Abai said, "Ah, lifnei mafkedinan. We are commanded on the mitzvah of lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol. Ah, lifnei de lifnei lo mafkedinan. But on lifnei de lifnei, a step further removed, we are not commanded. In other words, the mitzvah of lifnei iver that we're commanded on is not to put a mechshol before somebody else that they're going to end up doing this iser. So these things that we're saying." You know, in the Mishnah, the issue over here is that you're going to result in them worshipping Avodah Zarah with this item. But to suspect that he's going to take this item and then sell it to somebody else who's going to use it for Avodah Zarah, that far, we're not mitzvah. Lifnei Iver doesn't go that far. Okay. Says the Gemara, continuing now, the Tarnagalovin. So the final thing that we had for the Tanakamas list of things that you're not allowed to sell to a guy is a Tarnagalovin, a white chicken. So Amrav Yonah, Amrav Zera, Amrav Zvid. So Rav Yonah quoted Rav Zera, who quoted Rav Zvid. Vigadat Masi, although some have it as Amr Rav Yonah, Amr Rav Zera, that it was just Rav Yonah quoting Rav Zera without Rav Zvid. And he said, Tarnagalami, Mutalimkolo Tarnagalavan. If there's a guy who's walking around in the shuk, and he's saying, Tarnagalami, a chicken to whom? Meaning, who has a chicken around here? So then, Mutalimkolo Tarnagalavan, it's permitted to sell him a white chicken. Tarnagol lovin lemi, but if the guy's walking around the market saying, who has a white chicken, asher limkor lo tarnagol lovin, then it's prohibited to sell him a white chicken. Okay, in other words then, it sounds like if he's just walking around asking who has a chicken, you know, who's selling chickens around here, doesn't sound necessarily that he's going to be using this for avodah zarah, and therefore you're allowed to sell him a white chicken. But if he goes around the market asking specifically for a white chicken, so then that seems like he wants a chicken for using for avodah zarah usage, and therefore it's usher to sell him a white chicken. So now says the Gemara, Tana. The problem is we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mocher Hu Lo Tarnagolavan Benay Tarnagolam. You know from our Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Beis, Rabbi Yehuda said it's permitted to sell a white chicken, as long as it's amongst other chickens. Right? The Tanakhama said Tarnagolavan sounds like he says unequivocally, now let's sell a Tarnagolavan to a guy. Rabbi Yehuda says actually it's permitted to sell a Tarnagolavan as long as it's among other Tarnagolam. So says the Gemara, Hechidami, what exactly is the case for what's going on in the Mishnah? Let's fill in the details. Remember, if you're selling him a chicken, well, how did he end up in your store? Elim, if you're going to tell me that I'm a Tanagol Lavan Lemi, if you want to tell me that the case over here is where there was a guy who's walking around the market saying, who has a white chicken? Who's selling white chickens around here? And then the follow-up to that is you sell him a white chicken, and Rebuta says that when you sell him a white chicken, you can only sell it to him amongst other chickens. I feel the Well, even if it is amongst other chickens, it should be no good. You should not be allowed to sell them. Why? Because it's very clear that if he went around the market asking who has got a white chicken, it's very clear what he wants. He wants a white chicken which is used for avodah zarah purposes. So that can't be what Rav Yehuda is saying over here. Elo lav. So rather, what is the case is, and not the ka'amr tanagol lemi tanagol lemi. It's not that he said who has a white chicken. It's that he's walking around the market saying who has a chicken just in general. And then in that case, Rav Yehuda is saying, okay, well, when he walks around the market saying who has a chicken, you're only allowed to sell him a white chicken if it's amongst other chickens. So v'afilu hachi l'Rav Yehuda, and even so, l'Rav Yehuda bein ha'tarnagolin in, it's specifically if you're selling him the white chicken amongst other chickens, that's when it's okay. But when you're selling it by itself, then it's not okay. You're not allowed to sell him a white chicken. Now, wait a second, then if that's Rav Yehuda's opinion, the Rav Yehuda's opinion is that when a guy is walking around the market asking who's got a chicken, so you're allowed to sell him a white chicken as long as it's amongst other chickens. So what do the Tanakhama hold? We know that Rav Yehuda seems to be disagreeing with the Tanakhama. Tanakhama just seems to be saying that you're not allowed to sell him a Tarnagol Lavan, period. So the Tanakhama, afilu bein ha'tarnagol anamilo. Well then, according to the Tanakhama, it sounds like he's saying, even if you are going to sell him amongst other chickens, it's still not okay. You're not allowed to sell him a white chicken. So then, what's going on over here? Remember, Rav Yonah walks in and he says, if the guy walks around the market saying, who's got a chicken, you're allowed to sell him a white chicken. If he says, who's got a white chicken, you're not allowed to sell him a white chicken. So, wait a second. So then who's this fitting with? We know that according to Yehuda, if he walks around asking who's got a chicken in general, you have to sell them amongst other chickens, and if you ask for a chicken, and according to the Tanakhama, you're not allowed to sell them anything at all, even amongst other chickens. So what's going on over here then? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Kach Ma'eskinan, Kigon Da Amar Zevazeh. What are we talking about over here? What's the case over here? It's where he says Zevazeh, this and this. In other words, the case of the Mishnah, where Rav Yehuda seems to be saying that if you're going to be selling him the chicken alone, it's a problem. And according to the Tanakhama, it's always going to be a problem to sell him a chicken. That's in a case where he says, I want to buy a white chicken, a red chicken, and a black chicken. This is the way the Rashi explains it. And so according to Rav Yehuda, he says, if a guy walks around the store saying, I need a white chicken, a black chicken, and a red chicken, so then according to Rav Yehuda, he says, look, if you're going to sell him the white chicken alone, and he's going to be buying that white chicken alone from you, then that's going to be a problem. You're not allowed to. Because the only reason that he was mentioning the other chickens is to be a little bit sly, because he thought that if he goes around asking specifically for a white chicken, the Jews are not going to sell him a white chicken because they know what he wants it for. So therefore, to be a little bit sly about it, he said, I want a white chicken, I want a red chicken, I want a black chicken. So when you sell him the white chicken alone, that's going to be a problem. But if you're selling it to him in bulk amongst other chickens, so then we would say that presumably if he's buying everything in bulk, he's not going to buy everything in bulk just for Avodah Zarah, just for the one chicken, for the white chicken for Avodah Zarah. Now, that would be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, but the Chacham disagree with that. The Chacham say, look, if he walked in and he said, I want a white chicken and a red chicken and a black chicken, even amongst other Tanugolim, it would be a problem to sell. Why? Because he specifically said that he wanted a white chicken. Why does he want specifically a white chicken? But either way then, according to Rabbi Yehuda is basically, his issue is where the guy said, I want a white chicken, and he spelled it out. He just said, I want a white chicken and a red chicken and a black chicken. And the Tanakhama is also discussing specifically where he said, I want a white chicken and a black chicken and a red chicken. So that's where there's a machlokas. But let's say he wouldn't say anything. Let's say he wouldn't say, I want a white chicken. He's walking around, he's saying, who has a chicken? Just in general, who's got a chicken? Then according to everybody, it'd be permitted to sell him a white chicken. In other words, just to put it all together, when Rav Yonah walked in, quoting Rav Zeira, that if the guy's walking around asking just generally, who's got a chicken, without specifying a white chicken, it's permitted to sell him a chicken. It's permitted to sell him a white chicken. But if he says, who's got a white chicken, then you're not allowed to sell him the white chicken. So the kasha was originally, that doesn't seem to work out with anybody, right? Because according to Rav Yehuda, when he asks in general for chickens, you're only allowed to sell him a white chicken amongst other chickens. And according to the Tanakhama, if he's asking for chickens in general, you're not allowed to sell him even amongst other chickens. So it doesn't work out like anybody. So what's going on? So now we're saying, no. Machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim is specifically when he says, I want a white chicken and a red chicken and a black chicken. In that case, that's where Rav Yehuda says, as long as it's amongst other chickens, you're allowed to sell him a white chicken. And the Chachamim say, no, even if it is amongst other chickens, you're not allowed to sell him. But everybody would then hold, though, if the guy walks around the shuk just saying, stam, who's got a chicken, then you are allowed to sell him a white chicken. Okay. Tanna mihachi, we have a braita like this. Am Rav Yehuda, emasai bezman, sha'amar tanagol zeh lavan, avalam amar zeh vezeh mutar. The braita says explicitly, where Rav Yehuda says that when is there a problem to sell a guy a chicken, that specifically if he walks around and says, who's got a white chicken, this white chicken. But if he says, zeh vezeh, I want this and this, meaning I want a red chicken and a black chicken and a white chicken, then it's permitted. And that's Rav Yehuda's opinion. Now, v'afilu amar tarnagol zeh, and even if he does say tarnagol zeh, in other words, this white chicken, in fact, Rashi seemed to have it as v'afilu amar tarnagol zeh lavan, over kuchavim sh'asim mishta lebeno, if a guy is making a feast, a party for his son, o shayu l'chola, or if he had somebody who was sick, b'sof beisu at home, mutter. Then it's permitted to sell him the white chicken. Why? Because it's clear that if he's making a fancy party, he just wants the white chicken because it looks nice, it'll enhance the party, or for a chola, because he needs it for a cure, but not to worship Avodah Zarah. Now it says the Gemara though, but wait a second, Vatanya, or they change it to the Gilyan is to Vahatnan. I thought we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Ovikul Chavim Shasim Mishnah Levino, if a guy is making a party for his son, a banquet, a feast of some sort for his son, Eino Asrael Osa Yom Vasa Ishbavad, there's an Isser to do business with that guy only for that day and only for that man. But Lemaisa, what do you see? Osa Yom Vasa Ishmiya Asa, but Lemaisa, to do business with that fellow, to sell him things on that day and to that person who's making the party, there's still an Isser. So, in other words, you're not allowed to do business with him, you're not allowed to sell him anything. So how can you tell me now that a tarnagol lavan, when he says a tarnagol zeh, as long as he's making a feast or he's doing it for someone who's ill, then it's permitted to sell him the chicken. I thought we said that you're not allowed to sell him, period. So Am Rav Yitzchak bar Masharshia, Rav Yitzchak bar Masharshia said, no, but tavzik, the case is a tavzik. In other words, when we say that it's permitted, when it's from Mishta Beno, that specifically, that's not like the Mishnah Beno in that Mishnah that you quoted. It's not in that Mishnah that we quoted about overcoming Shasta Mishnah Beno, Eino Asr Allah Osa Yom Vasa Ishbabad. So that was a Mishnah we discussed before. That was a Mishnah Dav Ches. That Mishnah Dav Ches is talking about when he's making a really fancy party, he's making a fancy wedding or a fancy kiddush in honor of his son. But over here, we're talking about over here when Rav Yehuda says, in this price where it says, Vafidu Amar Tanakal Zeh, Overcoming Shasta Mishnah Beno, it's Mutter. that's not a mishta, a great big party. That's just a matzah for the friends to get together and hang out and have a chill. That's what's going on. In which case, why is there no issue there? Because now, if they're just chilling out together, it's just for the friends to get together and have a chill. That's not, there's no concern that they're going to be taking things as seriously and going to offer things as karbanos to avodah zarah. Okay, now, says the Gemara, Tanan. So far we had Rav Zeira's point that as long as the guys walk around saying Tarnagol Lami, it's permitted to sell him a white chicken. If he says Tarnagol Lav Lami, then it's usher to sell him a white chicken. Now, we had a kasha of the mission Daf Yud Gimel Beis, and we addressed that question. Now we have another kasha, Tanan. Ushaar kol advarim stamen mutter upeirush nasser. The Mishnah would add in the Daf Yud Gimel Beis to say that in all other things, as long as it's stam, it's permitted, but if it's perushan, asr. Now, we have to explain what that means. My stam and my perushan, what does this mean in Mishnah? That as long as it's stam, it's permitted to sell them, but if it's perush, if it's perushan, then it's asr. Ilem is stam de ka'amar chiti chavrasa. If you want to tell me that stam means that the guys walk around the market looking for white wheat. Perushin the Karman, then Perushin would mean when he's spelling something out but he's explaining, that's La Avodas Kacham. That's when he says, I want it for Avodas Zarah. In other words, the Stam would be that he tells you just generally what he wants, but the Perush is that he says why he wants it. So if the guy walks around the Shuk saying, I want white wheat for the purpose of offering, for the purpose of idol worship, and then the Mishnah is telling you that Stam, it's Mutter. In other words, if he's walking around saying, I just want white wheat, he's not telling you why he wants it, it's permitted to sell it. But if he says why he wants it, then and he says, I want it for Avodah Zarah, then it's Usher. Lo Stam Shechel Emeimar Divin Zavninon? Well, then I don't need you to tell me in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to sell him, that you are allowed to sell him in the case of Stam. Velo Perushin Shechel Emeimar Divin Zavninon. And then I also don't need Perushin, I don't need the case of Perushin to tell me that you're not allowed to sell him in the case of Perushin. Because it's never Pashit. Once I tell you that a Tarnagol Lavan, in the Mishnah, that's where we have a problem. That when he says a Tarnagol Lavan, that's where you're not allowed to, that's where we say that, you're not allowed to sell them a Tarnagol Lavan. So it sounds like, yeah, but anything else, if it's a white wheat that he's walking around the market, already, so then that sounds like it's mutter, because the only thing the Mishnah said that if he's walking around saying as white, I want something that's white, he says, I want a white chicken, that's where then it's a problem. So if that's how you understand Staman and Perusha in the Mishnah, this doesn't seem to make any sense. So that can't be right. Ella Staman de Ka'amar. So rather, when it says Staman, when he's walking around saying generically, I need something, who has this item, this general item, the Ka'amar Chidi. He's just saying, who has wheat? Perushan, and when he's going around explaining what he wants, that's the Ka'amar, that's where he says Chavratza. He says, I want white wheat. So now, therefore, in the case where he says, I just want wheat in general, that's where we say it's permitted to sell the wheat. But if he says, if it's Perushan, if he explains that he wants white wheat, then that's a problem. Now, wait a second. So now, given our interpretation of this Mishnah, we have a problem for what we said before. Why? So, Mechlal, what this implies now is the Tarnagol, Afilu Stam and Amilo. This sounds like a chicken. Even if it's Stam, you're not allowed to sell it to him. So, how can you, Rav Zeira, tell me that if he says Tarnagol to me, it's permitted to sell him a chicken, as long as he's not saying what he wants, specifically that he wants a white chicken, that he wants a red dessert, it's perfectly fine to sell him a chicken. The Mishnah sounds like, otherwise, the Mishnah sounds like, for Sharkol Advarim, if it's Staman, you're not allowed to sell it to him. If it's Staman, you are allowed to sell it to him. But if it's Perushan, then you are allowed to sell it to him. And Perushan means Chavrasa. So it sounds like this is only the other items, but a chicken, if it's Stam, it's a problem. So the Gemara says, Amri. So here's what they told. Here's how they answered up this question. La'olam Staman tika amar chiti Chavrasa. Really, Stam in the Mishnah means that he's walking around saying that he wants white wheat. And Perushin the Kamran, when the Mishnah, when he's walking the market and he's explaining what he wants, he's spelling out what he wants, Avodas Kacham. That's where he tells you that he wants it for Avodas Zarah. We had a Kasha, then what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Isn't that pretty obvious? So the answer is, Uperushin is Sharikhalai. The Mishnah needs to teach at this point because of the idea of Perushin. Why? Sakta the Chamina, because I would have thought, Hi Gavra, this fellow who's walking around the market looking for stuff to buy, Avodas Kacham could buy, he doesn't want it for the purposes of Avodas Zarah. He clings. He has a shaykhis to Avodah Zarah. He is maybe somewhat passionate about Avodah Zarah. He assumes that people have a shaykhis with Avodah Zarah, but not that he himself is going to go worshipping Avodah Zarah. He's a little bit more of a modern person, let's say. So he has a shaykhus to the religion, he clings to the religion somewhat, but he's not actually going to go and use this to worship. He's not as devout that he would go around worshiping the Avodah Zarah. And so, though, when he walks around the stores, though, he knows that because he's a good pagan, he doesn't go worshiping all the time, but he has a shaykhus to the religion. And so he just, if somebody would walk into his store and ask for something for their rituals, he would offer them and he would give to them at a discount. And so he's hoping that if he goes around telling other people that he wants this white chicken or this white wheat, he hopes that they're going to offer him a discount. That's what he assumes. And he, no matter whose store, that's why he's walking around the markets asking who's got white wheat. And that's what's going on. And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So you would have thought then, so Vesarvat Ki Hechidahu Gavra Avapei, and he thinks that just like I'm Avapei, just like I cling to, he has a shaykhus to the Avodah Zarah, that he is passionate about it without necessarily going to worship Avodah Zarah. He just thinks, Kuleyama Nami Aviku, so everybody else is also, has a shaykhus, clings to the Avodah Zarah. So Emahachi Ki Hechidah Alis Vali. So he thinks that I'm going to say that I want a white chicken, or I want a white wheat, in order so that they give it to me, and the way the Rashi explains it, they'll give it to me at a discount. And therefore, I would think that when he goes around asking specifically for white wheat, I would think it's permitted to give them Kamashlan, that no, it's still us to give him this white wheat. Okay. Let's continue on a little bit in the Gemara. By Rav Ash had the following question. He hears his Chakira. Tarnagol Lavan Ketul Ami Mahu Limkar Lo Tarnagol Lavan Shalom. If a guy walks around saying, Tarnagol Lavan Ketul Ami, who has a white chicken that has a broken foot, that has a snapped off foot? Mahu Limkar Lo, what's the story? What's Allah with selling him? Tarnagol Lavan Shalom, a whole white chicken. Do we say in the Karma Ketua that since he specifically said he wants a Tarnagol Lavan that has a broken off foot, then he clearly doesn't want the chicken for Avodah Zarah, because we know that they don't offer an animal that's a Mechusar Eiver. Odilmar, maybe Irumi Kamarim, he's just being sly. He knows that most people don't sell chickens with broken feet, so maybe that's why he's saying. He's just saying to pretend like he doesn't want it for Avodah Zarah, just to get the Jews to sell it to him. So Imtim Tzolamar, Hayirumi Hudukamarim. So if you're going to entertain that he is just being sly, so then what about the following case? Tarnagol Lavan Lami. What about if he specifically says, I want a white chicken? The Yavale Shaka Vashaka. But then when you walk into the shop, you offer him, you give him a black one, and he willingly takes it. So now, Adam Vashaka, then you give him a red, the Yavale Adam Vashaka, and you give him a red one, and he takes it. So Mao Limkerlo Lavan, what would be the story with selling him a white one? Because it seems like he wasn't so specific about a white chicken. Do you say that since when you gave him the black one, he took it willingly, and when you gave him the red one, he took it, so then he doesn't want this chicken that he's asking for a white chicken, he doesn't want it for Avodah Zarah, or maybe he's being sly, he's just saying the reason that he's accepting the black chicken or the red chicken is just to pretend like he doesn't actually want it for Avodah Zarah, to show that he's not really particular. So these are questions. Okay. So now the Gemara continues. We said in the Mishnah, the Remeir holds that Af Dekel Tav or Chatzav or Niklas are Asher V'Sal to Ogai. So says the Gemara, Amalei Rechizel Abim, Gemiri Da'avodos Kochavim Da'avram Avinu Da'al Ne'ach Perki Havim. We have a tradition that the Avodos Kochavim, now this doesn't mean Avodah Zarah, that Avram Avinu is Avodah Zarah, it means the Masechta Avodah Zarah that Avram Avinu had was comprised of 400 Perkin, of 400 Prakin. Banan, but we, Hamisha Tanan, we have 5 prakim for our Masechta Avodah Zarah. We don't even know what we're saying. So, my kasha, what question was Rav Chisda bothered by that he was saying that we have no clue what's going on in Masechta Avodah Zarah? The Tanan is, we learn in the Mishnah, Rameir Omer, Afdekol Tav, Chatzav, and Niklas, Asulimkar, Laov Dekhovim. Rameir said, you're not allowed to sell these things. So what's the implication of the Mishnah? Dekol tavu d'lo mazavin. It sounds like Rameir saying, you're not allowed to sell a good palm tree to the guy. Ha dekol bish mazavnina? But a bad dekol, a bad date tree, a bad palm tree, you are allowed to sell? Fatananat, I will learn in the Mishnah, ein mokh lehem mechub l'karki. You're not allowed to sell things that are connected to the ground to Gaim. So what's going on here in our Mishnah? Armalei, so Ravini said back to Rav Chisda, my dekel tav, what does Rameir mean when he says a good dekel? Peros dekel tav, he just means the fruit of a good decal. Okay, so, now by the way, I should point out, there is a little bit of a discussion about this, hadekel bish mezavninan. Literally the word bish does mean bad. It means, sounds like he's saying, specifically one kind of species, dekel ta, the way that literally sounds like it is that it's a good day tree versus a bad day tree. The way that Rashi understands this is that it's two kinds of species. There's a discussion in the Rishonim about this. Okay, either way, so my dekel ta, what's dekel ta? What's peirus dekel ta? It's the fruit of a dekel ta. The chenam Rav Huna peirus dekel ta. Similarly, Rav Huna said the same thing. It's peirus dekel ta. Okay, now let's go on to the Mishnah. That deals with the dekel ta. What about the chatzav? What's chatzav? So it says the Gemara, chatzav is kishva. What's kishva? So Rashi explains kishva is a kind of date. Or alternatively, Rashi says it was this plant that Yeshua used in order to establish the boundaries in Eretz Yisrael. What about Niklas? When we said in the Mishnah, according to Meir, you're not allowed to sell Niklas. What's Niklas? Says the Gemara, Niklas ki aser abdini amrav chamabar Yosef kriyati. Niklas is kriyati, which Rashi tells us is a kind of fruit. So amrle abayle abdini. So abayle said abdini tanan Niklas. Okay, so in the Mishnah we had the word Niklas. Olo yadin ma'akum. We didn't know what it was. Vad amrit kriyati. Now you're saying it's kriyati. Olo yadin ma'anslan. I don't know what you're helping us. So we don't know what either of these things are. So amrle abdini said to abayle, ahanoy lachu. I tell you I'm helping you out. The kiyazat lahasam. Because when you go over there, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, Amrit Luhu Niklas Lo Yadi, you're going to say to them, Niklas, they're not going to know what it is. Amrit Luhu Kriyati, but if you tell them Kriyati, the Yadi, they're going to know, V'kam Machvulach, and they're going to be able to show you what it is. Okay, so what are we talking about over here in this Gemara? We gave a list in the Mishnah and Daf Yud Gimel and Beis of things that you're not allowed to sell to Ovdei Kochavim. Among them were Strobelin, Benoshuach, Betotros, Levono, Tarnagulavon. The Gemara went through to explain these things. We explained that we thought that it's troubling with Ternisa. We proved that it couldn't be Ternisa. So we concluded saying that it was Peri the Arza. Then we wanted to discuss the Beno Shuach was white figs. We said that Petotros is not a separate thing in the Mishnah. It means that you're not allowed to sell it's troubling in Beno Shuach, Bi Petotros in, with their stems. Then we went on to discuss the word Lavona. We said that that was a specific species of Lavona Zaka. Then we said that as long as you're selling them in bunches, though, if you're selling them wholesale, then in bulk, then you are allowed to sell them to the guy, because presumably he's not using it for Avodah Zarah. Maybe he'll sell to somebody else to be used for Avodah Zarah. No, that's called Lifnei Delifnei. We're only Chayiv on Lifnei Iver, not on Lifnei Delifnei. Then we wanted to discuss the Tanakh Lavan. What we said was Rav Zera had a Chiddush. Rav Zera's Chiddush was that if the guy's walking around asking just, who has a chicken to sell me, so it's permitted to sell him a chicken. But if he says, who has a white chicken, then you're not allowed to sell it to him. So the question was, we had two major kashas. The first one was from the first part of the Mishnah where Rav Yehuda says that as long as you're selling a chicken, a white chicken amongst other chickens, it's permitted to sell him a chicken. So the question was, what exactly is the case? Is he walking around asking who has chickens, who has white chickens? So it sounded like the case of the Mishnah was that he's going around asking who has chickens in general. In which case, Rav Zera doesn't seem to work out with anybody in the Mishnah. So what we explained is that the case of the Mishnah is where the guy is walking around saying, I want white chickens and red chickens and black chickens. So in that case, that's where the machlokas is. But in that, if the guy's walking around saying who has chickens in general, you're allowed to sell it to him. Okay. We brought a brisa to support that. We had a parenthetical comment that we talked about selling chickens for that's going to be used for a feast. We explained that if you're allowed to sell them a chicken for a feast if it's not for a big fancy feast. It's for just a chill amongst friends where they're not going to be offering stuff to Avodah Zarah. Then we talked about the second major kasha that we had is that the Mishnah went on to say that all the other things, as long as it's bestam, it's permitted to sell them. But if it's beferush, where he's explaining to you, then it's us. We said, what's stam and what's perush? We had two possibilities. The first possibility was that stam is that it means he's asking for white wheat, as opposed to peferush, where he's saying, I want white wheat for Avodah Zarah. We said that couldn't be what the Mishnah is talking about. So we said, must be that the Mishnah is talking about what stam means when he's asking for just wheat, and peirush means when he's asking for white wheat. So it sounds like when he's asking for white wheat, that's when there's no problem to sell him it. But if he asks for white chickens, then there is a problem to sell them. Excuse me, if he asks for wheat stam, then there's no problem to sell them. But if he asks for chicken stam, the implication is that that's a problem. So that's against Rezer. So we said, no, that's not really what's going on. The case of the Mishnah is where he says stam is where he's asking for white wheat, and peirush is where he's asking for wheat, the white wheat that's used for Avodah Zarah. But the chiddush over here is, we need to, the chiddush for that is that when he's asking you for Avodah Zarah, the only reason that he's saying I want white wheat, and he's saying in this way that I want it for Avodah Zarah, he's just assuming that if I say that, then people are gonna give me a discount and they're gonna sell it to me for cheap. And that's why he's saying it, but not because he's actually going to go around serving Avodah Zarah. Then we had a Chakir from Rav Ashi. What about if he says he's going around the Shuk asking for who has a chicken with a broken foot? Or what about if he asks for, if you go around asking for white chickens, but then when you offer him black chickens, he takes you up on it? Are you allowed to afterwards sell him a white chicken? We ended up with the Teku. Then we had the confusion of Rav Meir, where to understand Rav Meir, when Rav Meir says Dekel Tav, what does that mean? We explained it, the Dekel Tav is the peros of Dekel Tav. And we explained what chatzav was, we said that was kishva, and we explained the final point was niklas, which we said was kriyati, even though we don't know what both of these things are. What we explained is that if by telling you that what kriyati is, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, they can tell you, they can show you what that is. Okay, let's hold here.